Iraqi officials say several Western peace activists were wounded yesterday when their vehicles were attacked by U.S. planes on the main highway from Baghdad to the Jordanian border. U.S. military spokesmen say they have no word about the reported incident, and there has been no independent confirmation. Hundreds of Western activists traveled to Iraq before the war. Many are serving as human shields at hospitals, power plants, and other facilities in Baghdad and elsewhere. NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Baghdad.
Until this war began, 41-year-old Mark Eubanks had never taken a political stand, though he had spent 4 years in the U.S. Air Force. He'd never been in a demonstration. He'd never even voted. He'd been working in Europe as a web designer when he says he ended up in Baghdad really by mistake.
We got a newspaper report in a Greek newspaper that there were 2,000 shields waiting in Amman to go in, that there were 2,000 or over 1,000 shields in Iraq. So my girlfriend and I, we bought loads of antibiotics, and I brought that in.
When he arrived in Baghdad, he found there were really only a handful of human shields, perhaps no more than 250 at any one time, from as far away as Japan, Australia, and South Africa. But once here, Mark's opposition to the war prompted him to stay. The Iraqi Peace and Friendship Society assigned him to the Dura power plant. Shields have to be at their post by 8 p.m. every night, in time for the heaviest bombing.
It was scary the first night, but now they wake you up and you think, oh, it's a bomb, and you go back to sleep.
There's a website providing instructions on how to get a human shield visa and how to get to Baghdad. But the human shields are not an organized group. They come and go on their own, each person with his own reasons for being here. Mark Eubanks is frustrated there's no common voice.
There are people who have been activists all their lives, and they have a big agenda. I don't have a big agenda. I'm here to protect a facility because I think that's really important.
Does this create animosities between people?
Yeah, it does. A friend of mine, his name's Eric, he's from the UK. Now, to me, he's very pro-regime, and we've had huge arguments.
These arguments, the prospects of a prolonged war, and fears of street-to-street fighting have whittled the numbers of human shields down to about 40. This is certainly lasting a lot longer than Mark Eubanks anticipated.
I've got my cutoff points. I see American helicopters floating across the sky. I hear gunfire nearby from either American engagements or the Americans are hoping for civil war. I'm gone. Or April 15th, whichever comes first.
Phil Sands, a 25-year-old from Britain, had been here for more than 5 weeks when he was suddenly ordered out by the Iraqi authorities.
Security risk. They explain.
Why you?
I don't know. I kind of asked and they declined to explain, and they're not the kind of people that offer explanations. They just give orders.
Do you think you achieve something?
Sometimes I think we achieve something, and other times nothing at all except watch people get bombed. The war happened. It's still happening. I think a lot of people will get killed before it's finished. So did I achieve anything? I don't think so.
79-year-old Loretta Smith from Jackson, Mississippi, was on the road to Baghdad when the bombing started. The bus she was on had to pull off the road while passengers cowered in an abandoned building. She admits her family thinks she's crazy, but this frail woman in her smock and jeans is not deterred.
I can't change George Bush at home. My hope is that I can change him from here.
Why are you so opposed to this war?
It's Bush's economic plan that allows him to spend money on this war when we down in Mississippi need our tax money. Our nursing homes are so crowded and so poor, and I'm facing that. You're locked in with a combination lock. You don't get your diaper changed sometime for 24 hours.
She says she isn't afraid of the bombs, but she's coughing badly from the sandstorms and the smoke from the oil fires the Iraqis have set to mask the targets. A former local reporter, she tries to send dispatches back to Jackson, Mississippi, where friends put them on public access TV. But now the phones are mostly out, and that's almost impossible. She's yet to spend the night at one of the 9 human shield sites because of her poor health. But she says she's determined to stay. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.